This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'd like to welcome here to the studio Emma Doherty, who's been specialising in bridal services for over 20 years as a makeup artist and hairstylist. So welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, before we talk about the amazing job you help doing with brides in their very special day, let's talk a bit about your background. What made you decide you wanted to work in the makeup industry?
Well, I was actually in, I went to college after A-levels to do beauty therapy in Manchester, and apparently my mum said I'd wanted to be a beauty therapist since age 10, and I'd stuck to it, and so that's what I went to college to do. And it was whilst I was there that there was an evening course in theatrical media makeup, and I took that alongside and found such a passion for makeup and how you could dramatically change someone's appearance with makeup and wigs and hair, that was then what I wanted to go into after I graduated.
So what sort of training did you actually need at that time?
Well, it's a similar thing that it is now. It's usually a course that can last anything from 3 months through to a year. What I did was a year. And theatrical makeup covers photographic as well as, theatre, media, TV, and bridal beauty, etc., and wigs as well. Although there's lots of specialisms, there's special effects and the lot. You can really diversify now as well. So you could specialise in just one of those areas if you wanted to. Mm.
So when you actually started in that, was there much interest in what we looked like? Because there is now, isn't it? Because so many people take selfies of themselves and put them on Facebook and things. Were people as interested in what they looked like then?
It's very much changed. But yes, there's definitely a passion for wanting to look good, but it was definitely different. We're talking over 20 years ago, so social media didn't exist. We followed books, and we experimented with trying different looks for different seasons and things like that. So it's definitely changed now, but there's still that interest in looking good, without doubt.
So when you first started, what do people worry about? Was it what they looked like, what their hair was like, or what?
There's definitely been a change in the way people do their own makeup. It used to be that people could manage something quite natural and struggled with doing something a little bit stronger for evenings out. Now the emphasis has changed, and actually people struggle with getting a perfect finish and making the makeup look natural without looking washed out. So there's definitely a change in how people perceive their day and evening makeup nowadays.
Well, I've seen some of your work, and it is absolutely fantastic. I mean, some of the images that I've seen that you've been responsible for are amazing. Now, could you make me look like Claudia Schiffer?
Oh, you don't need to look like Claudia Schiffer, Mandy. Gorgeous enough as it is.
No, but it's become a real art form, and I know I can see reading it all about you that you have a great passion about your business, and you do help a lot of women. What gives you the most satisfaction, do you think, at the moment with your work?
I think whether it's doing makeup for photographic purposes, for like a headshot, or whether it be for a wedding, my ethos is still the same. I want to try and bring out the person's own personality and beauty themselves. And it doesn't mean that you have to have lots of products, or it has to be heavily applied. It needs to be more clever, and products are so much more sophisticated than they ever used to be, so you can get some fantastic results with not a lot of product. But it's really finding out that person's personality and bringing that out in their, whether it's for a headshot or whether it's for an everyday makeup look. I think that's what really gives me the buzz, is seeing someone's face in the mirror going, wow, I didn't realise I could look like that, but I still look like me. And that's really important. You want to still look like you at the end of the day.
Especially as you do a lot of bridal work.
Yeah.
I think you really do want to look like you.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to turn up and your husband, potential husband, to turn around and say, I don't recognise
a stranger. Yeah. Exactly. And I that's what I say, is you want to look like a more polished, special version of yourself rather than a stranger on your wedding day.
I love that. Say that again.
You want to look like a more polished and special version of yourself rather than a stranger.
I think that's really lovely. Yeah. Very important. So other than bridal work, what other work do you do at the moment that...
At the moment, bridal hair and bridal makeup is obviously a big thing, and it's not just in the summer now, because the bridal season carries on all the way through the year. But throughout the week, I have a mobile beauty business as well, so I travel to the lovely ladies of Surrey and Hampshire and provide...
Lucky ladies.
Yes, exactly. waxing through to eyelash extensions and pedicures and gel nails and making them feel good and feel pampered, but in the comfort of their own home.
Lovely.
So when someone decides to get married, how soon would they actually contact you, and would you go round and talk to them about what you think would make them look nice and then show them?
Well, to be honest with you, people are getting more organised now, and I've even had inquiries for 2021, believe it or not. but usually I'll be booked within 6 months, a year in advance, but it can be closer to the day. But I see them around 6 weeks before the day, because at that point they know what they're wearing, they know their flowers, they know the look that's going to be achieved. And I have the job of really trying to suss out their personality in a short space of time after meeting them only once, and marrying up, excuse the pun, but marrying up their personality with the look of their dress and their theme and how they want the desired look, and getting it just spot on. But we always have that rehearsal before the day, about 6 weeks before, so that we can make any changes, and on the day it runs like clockwork.
So do many people actually know what's going to suit them, or do they leave it to you to advise them?
It's a bit of both. People love to gather images, and I think that's a great... I always suggest that, gathering images, because sometimes you can't express in words what you want, but you can point at something and go, I like that, but I'm not sure why. And obviously, with my knowledge, I can help guide them, but essentially it's up to them. But I can basically adapt what they'd like, even if it's not necessarily going to suit them. I can make it suit them.
So how would you do that then? What sort of thing are you talking about? If somebody wanted false eyelashes or something and they were going to look...
I think the important thing to do is to find out why they like that look. And rather than being specific, say, I want to have brown eyeshadow, it's more they're saying things like, I want to look neutral, I want to look classic, I want to look natural. So that can be achieved in slightly different ways, not just necessarily using a brown eyeshadow, for example. So it's getting a mood and a feeling rather than specifics. That makes sense.
And do you actually do their makeup on the day then?
I do, yes. I have the beautiful privilege of being there on the morning of the wedding day, and I get to share their morning with their bridesmaids and their mums, and I help them get into their dress as well if they need it. And it doesn't matter if I'm on the floor fluffing out skirts, it means that someone else doesn't break a nail trying to do up shoes. And I like to be the sort of on-call problem solver on the morning, as well as doing their hair and makeup.
Would you do the makeup for the bride's mum and the bridesmaids as well?
And this is the thing, over the 20 years, it's definitely changed. Weddings are getting bigger and bigger. I had a wedding recently where there was 10 bridesmaids.
Oh, yes.
10 bridesmaids.
Well, I did one recently with 24 groomsmaids.
Yes, it's just amazing, the size of the wedding. Can you imagine how many guests there must be? Or maybe they're all taken up by the guests are actually the ushers and bridesmaids and what have you.
Do men ever have makeup these days or not?
Very, very occasionally. It's I'm usually at the bride's house, so I don't get to see the groom, but I have been asked on an occasion to cover a spot or under eye bags, but it's
no lipstick or
no
mascara
lipstick,
or anything.
Not yet, but you never know.
No, you don't.
So you talk about the makeup, and I can see here in your biography that you deal with this particular makeup mostly, which is Jane
Idle,
which I find difficult to say, but I remember coming across that makeup years ago. I mean, it's a fantastic brand.
Yeah.
And you're still using it, which is obviously a fantastic
Yes, I use it for myself. I use it in my kit. I've been using it for over 10 years. Before I started using it, I used to use lots of different products because I never believed there was one brand that had everything in it that was perfect. And then I actually started working for the brand, became their brand manager, the UK brand manager, so I was based in Staples Corner. And I got to find out about mineral makeup and how much healthier and better it is for the skin and women of all ages, but particularly when we're in our 40s and above, and how much better it looks on the skin, and it photographs really well, lasts all day. And so it really gave me a new lease of life about cosmetic ingredients, which has always been an interest to me anyway. But I find now, you know, I don't look at products without looking at their ingredients and see what they have in them and what nasties is it going to have and what's it going to do to my skin.
Because actually things like parabens and SMS are really sort of bad guys now, aren't they?
This is it. I mean, parabens get a bit of a bad rap. They naturally occur in things like strawberries and fruit, but there are man-made parabens, definitely, and there's lots of other ingredients that can cause the skin to look older but also be more irritated, and so many more people are allergic to products nowadays. And it doesn't surprise me with the ingredients that go into some products.
We're just putting so many different products on our skin.
This is it.
But this is real validation for the product, isn't it? And I see that it's taken you to quite a few different countries.
When I was working for them, I was very lucky to travel the world to either educate other countries in the Jane Ardell products and techniques as well, but I also helped set up the Chinese distributorship. I went to Beijing a few times to help them set up Jane Ardell in China.
What was that like trying to set it up to another group of women that have a very different culture to ours?
That is actually really useful, because I did a lot of research beforehand, and obviously working in London, it's very multicultural anyway, so I did have a lot of experience with working on different skin types. But when you actually go and visit a country, it's fascinating to see the way women perceive makeup. So the women wanted to come across as strong and authoritative, whereas we might consider makeup as being, you know, helpful or pretty or beautiful, or it's a mask or whatever, whatever women wear makeup. But for them, it was to look strong and powerful. Wow. And that's a really interesting to see how that the culture changes that. It's fascinating.
It's brilliant. You don't realise, do you? So
fascinating.
And we see it as something to beautify ourselves.
Absolutely.
Or to improve what we've already got, give us a different look.
Yeah. Exactly.
Beautiful.
But you also advise on hair as well, don't you?
Yes.
So what sort of thing would you advise on the day for a bride to have? Something that they're used to having or something that's a bit different?
Well, it's funny because we might be used to wearing a little bit of makeup, but we're not used to necessarily doing much with our hair. So people have ideas of the look that they want to go for, but again, I have an even bigger task to sort of give them something that they may have never tried before. You know, having their hair up, wearing a veil, wearing a tiara. When do we ever? Of course, we all do that, you know, hoovering the front room absolutely. But it can be quite a task. But, you know, there's always the chance for people to make changes. And that's the great thing about having a rehearsal before the day.
Is there one particular style that's more popular for weddings these days?
Plaits and braids are very popular because they give quite a bohemian and soft look. And they're quite nice for bridesmaids as well as brides, and give quite a natural look. And lots of beachy waves are very popular as well. But I think you've got to, everybody's hair type is different. And whether it's up or down, it's got to be able to work with the whole thing, the dress, their face shape, the requirements for the day. Does it need to last through till 2 o'clock in the morning, or, these sorts of considerations. So Yeah.
And the other thing I notice that you do, which is very interesting, is provide things that are like bouquets, but they're not actually flowers, are they?
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely amazing, because everyone just used to have traditional roses and carnations in their bouquet. But you've got all sorts of different things, which aren't even flowers.
I just love making things. That's the truth of the matter.
So what sort of things would you use to put in these bouquets?
Oh, they're brooches and earrings and antique necklaces and... you know, anything that can be found in a little corner of a dark antiques room or something like that, or if someone's got some family heirlooms that they'd like to be kept, and it makes a nice keepsake because they last forever, don't they?
Yeah, so that's a nice thing. Whereas flowers, you have them nicely look on the day,
beautiful, and obviously you can dry them and what have you, but as a bouquet of keepsakes. You know, and brooches, etc., it can last forever.
So that's amazing. Mm. So if anyone wants to contact you, how far in advance should they do that to be sure that they would get some of your time?
Always as soon as possible, as soon as they feel like they're going to need someone. But, you know, there's whether they're getting ready for a Christmas party or a work do, you know, it's going to vary. I might have spaces, I might not, but as soon as possible. For weddings, I would always suggest, you know, at least 4 months notice, but there are going to be wedding days that are more popular than others, as you can imagine.
And how far afield would you go?
I travelled to Surrey through Surrey and Hampshire, so all the way to the far reaches of those two counties. So
brilliant.
Lucky, well, Surrey and Hampshire, I say.
Yes, I say too. Yeah. Yes, lovely. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in and telling us all about
it.
I'm sure it'll give some of our listeners an idea of what they can do, and they can stop worrying about not looking good at a wedding day.
Have we got time for the website?
Yes, of course. Oh, yes, it's www.thehairandbeautyartist.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. Now,
you're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.